This morning, just for a moment, I'm going to speak on the subject of the anointing. I won't be long, I realize the time and everything, but the anointing and the importance of the anointing in each one of our lives. You see, many churches are having church services today, but in many, many church settings, the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is not allowed to be present. The power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is not, the Spirit of God does not feel welcome. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. The Word of God says, but the anointing which you have received of Him, of God, abides in you. And you need not that any man would teach you, but this same anointing teaches you of all things. And it is truth. Is not a lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in Him. You see, this morning, I think it's important for you to recognize that God has a work for you, a ministry for you. As we read the Great Commission, these signs shall follow you. And the anointing abides in you, as we read here in 1 John. And as I quoted earlier, out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. The Word of God says, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now He which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. You see, it's important as we look at that word anointing. It says His promises of God in Him are yea and amen. I want you to know that you can stand on the promises of God today. I want you to know we live in a day there's a whole lot of broken promises. And maybe someone has let you down. And maybe you've been hurt and discouraged. But I want you to know we serve a God and He's your Heavenly Father today. And His promises are yea and amen to them that believe. And just like we prayed, God is a God of miracles. If you have unsaved loved ones today, don't give up on the brink of a miracle. I believe this year is going to be a year of household salvation. How many have unsaved loved ones? Yes, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. I want you to know, keep praying for your kids. You're going to see a turnaround. You're going to see conviction fall upon their lives. You're going to see God will bring other people a divine appointment across their paths because God's promises are yea and amen to them that believe. But He establishes us. He has anointed us. It is God who has anointed us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, it's not man's anointing, but it's God's anointing. Recently, a few years ago, I had the privilege of preaching Ottawa Valley Camp. I had more people come up to me and said, Bob, have you got a word for me? Have you got a word for me? Have you got a word for me? I want you to know today, what you don't need is a word from Bob. What you need is a word from God, hallelujah. And God has a word for you today, praise the Lord. I believe that you can have prophecy. I believe that God uses people to confirm the word that He already has placed upon your heart. But I wasn't there to give a word what Bob thought in all of their lives. I have trouble enough to get the word for myself. But God here has anointed us through the anointing. And He wants to speak into our hearts. And the anointing will change your life. Just about 30 years ago, actually over 30 years now, the anointing came into our lives, Sandy and I, in an extra special way. I was a Dominion store manager in the city of Peterborough. I started here in Napanee under Jim Lester, coming right out of high school as a parcel boy. And then I went up the ladder as I went to assistant store manager in Belleville, Trenton, Oshawa, several stores in Toronto. But now I'm at Dominion store in Peterborough, the largest store between Toronto and Montreal volume. Sandy was with the Board of Education, also working. And you know, revival broke out in our local church. Many people were getting saved. I mean that. It was an exciting time. A young pastor came, not quite from Newfoundland, but he came from the Maritimes. And he was hungry to see a move of the Spirit of God. And literally, I believe the anointing just exploded in the church. And the anointing was so powerful. It was long before the airport, long before Pensacola, long before the expression carpet time. But I saw in our own local church the genuine moving of the Holy Spirit. And I began to get hungry for more of God. Do you know something? God wants to move through this local church. God wants to move. We can look at television. We can see, oh God, it's wonderful that Joel Osteen seeing 50,000 people is serving. It's one, and I'm not knocking any of that. But God, you can do it in Napanee. We want to see a revival in Napanee. We want to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Napanee. And the Word of God says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And it's time for us to get hungry for God. It's time for us to say, oh God, we're not going to let go and see our families go into a lost hell. But God, we're going to pray. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, we'll pray, we'll pray, we'll pray. God, you can do it in Napanee. And back then, a revival broke out. I went to the pastor at the time. It was 2 and 3 altar calls of service. People were coming out, even from other named denominations, wasn't preaching the gospel, but people were getting saved. Do you know something? I'm not concerned with the name above the door. I want to see people get saved. Hallelujah. I want to see people give their heart to Jesus, because God is not willing that people should perish. And if you're here today, and if you don't personally know Jesus as your personal Savior, that's what it's all about. We're not going to Cuba and we're seeing hundreds of people in revival take place. But we're not going there because there's some great glory. We're not going there because there's some great paycheck. You pour money in to go to Cuba. But people are getting saved around the world and revival's taking place. And my heart is, God, do it at home. God, do it in Ontario. God, let us see a move of the Holy Ghost. Do you know, I would that this pastor would have to hire another 2 or 3 pastors as this place gets packed out. I mean that. I would that that will be a challenge. And God, you can make it happen through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, I pray a revival. I pray that this altar, and I thank God you've got a big altar. God, I pray that you'll fill this altar with people getting saved and baptized with the Holy Spirit and healed and cancers healed in the name of Jesus and other sicknesses. Oh God, let this be a miracle workshop for this town. But you see, the anointing changed our life. And I went to our pastor that time and I said, Pastor, I've never seen anything like this. I'm a third generation Pentecost. I've read it in the book of Acts, but I've never really seen how God is moving by his Spirit. And it was just a wow factor. And I said, why don't you go on the road? I'll carry your briefcase. I'll shine your shoes and let's get moving and take this message across the nation. He laughed and he said, Bob, I'm not an evangelist, I'm a pastor. He says, you're sensing that's an evangelist. And as I said, I was at Dominion Store. Very successful. God began to stir something within our hearts, within our lives. And it was through the anointing. It was through the anointing as I began to feel the call to ministry. And you see, at Dominion at that time, I was asked to move 2 or 3 times promotions back into the city. And I had said one time, we had just got married, and I said, my wife really doesn't want to move. And how many of you know, it takes a good man to do what he's told. Amen. You husbands can say that. That's all right. Poor Everett, I know you're heading back. But anyway, it takes a good man to do what he's told. But you see, here, I said, well, my wife doesn't want to move. So they took me out for supper in Peterborough Inn. And they wined and dined me. It was Coke. They coked and dined me. And then they said, young man, they said, the next time, don't forget, revival had just broke out in Napanee at our local church. And they said, the next time we ask you to go somewhere, You have your suitcases and you go. No matter if it be Winnipeg or if it's St. John's, Newfoundland. They said, you go. And they said, if it means leaving your wife and divorcing her behind, that's what success is all about in this company. And I went, I don't believe it. I stood up then. And they had invested a lot in me, and they mentioned all of that about Cornell University and the whole works. But I stood up and I said, men, you're from a different generation. We believe in God. We believe, we pray. And don't tell me that I'm supposed to leave my wife for the sake of a promotion in Dominion Store. 6 months later, as the Spirit of God and the anointing was working in our lives, we began to feel that call, and I left Dominion Store. There was a heaven's gates and hell's flames that was up at Evangel Temple, if I can mention that word. It's not a swear word here. Praise the Lord. If I can but mention the other church, Evangel Temple, maybe you were there, heaven's gates and hell's flames. Okay. My brother was Jesus. I was the devil. You could never believe I could play that part. Sandra was in it too. My mother was so confused that she had given birth to both Jesus and the devil. Think about this whole thing through that whole time. So here we are, heaven's gates and hell's flame. I now feel the call of God. I'm trying to say to the pastor, come on, get on the road. Get on the road. And no offense to Napanee, but I thought this thing is bigger. We've got to see revival. We've got to see a move of God. And so the devil, I've got my horns on and everything. All of a sudden, Sandra says a lot of days they still have those on. But anyway, all of a sudden, one of the angels got sick. And she was really sick. I mean this. And so I said, well, let's pray for her. The devil said, let's pray for this girl. We got to get out there and get it, do our thing. I prayed for that angel. She went out under the power of God, was totally healed that night. I do not understand intellectually all the ways the moving and the anointing of the Holy Ghost works. But from that day to this day, 32 years later, God has always said, if I'll but go, his anointing will be faithful. And the presence of God and the Holy Spirit will be there. And he's always faithful. We went on the road because we had the living temples in our, at that time. 8 or 10 of us, Sister Marie and Brother Stan and all that. And we went to the Maritimes because that way we didn't have the music. We thought this new phase of ministry, 28 out of 30 nights, the altars were lined. People were getting healed. New Brunswick, Newcastle, New Brunswick, man so crippled up in a walker. And we strictly said, Lord, you said we can lay hands on the sick. The walker went one way. He was totally healed as he ran up and down the aisle of Newcastle Pentecostal Church. The anointing of the Holy Ghost made the difference. It wasn't anything that I did. It was a hunger. It was the anointing of the Spirit of God. Of course, since then, I got my Bible college and everything else, but it was the anointing. Psalm 89, verse 20. In the Old Testament says, I have found David, my servant, and with my holy oil have I anointed him. And I want you to know today, Psalm 92, 9 and 10 says, for lo, your enemies, O Lord, shall perish. All the workers of iniquity, sin, shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And I believe today we can get a little bit stale. We can get a little bit spoiled in even our wonderful settings, can't we? I can. We can get a little bit comfortable to the degree where we forget there's a harvest out there. We forget that there is a real God. You see, we forget that we've got to let God arise and let the enemies be scattered. Do you know, in Toronto today, they're building a new $40 million Hindu temple in Brampton. You see, Eastern religion is on the move. They're not one bit ashamed to go forth in belief of their Hindu. In belief, I want you to know, Buddha is dead today. Jesus is alive today. It's time for the church to stand up and make our lives count like never before. Praise the Lord. But it's through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to the Lamb. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that very day forward. You will know when the anointing comes upon your life. David's life was about to change as the anointing came upon his life. And I want to challenge you. This isn't just a history book that we look at. There is an anointing for you today. And God wants you today. You may never be a TV minister. You may never be even on the platform. But every day of your life, God wants to anoint your life. God wants His presence to fill your life. And as you take your daily footprints in your walk with God, God is going to lead people across your path. And their lives will never be the same. Praise be to Jesus. You see, David, and I am coming to a close. I'm going to be skipping over a lot. David today received the anointing. And you know, today we want the anointing. And you see, 1 Samuel 10, verse 6, says, "The Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and you will prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man." You know, many times, we say, "Oh God, we can't do it in our own weakness. God, we don't have the strength. God, we're so discouraged ourselves." But God is saying, "Hey, through the anointing, He's going to change you even into another person. Through the anointing, old things will pass away and all things become new." But I believe in this year, 2011, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. No matter if we're young, middle-aged, or older, all of us can have an impact on the world that God, on the people that God brings across our paths. And it'll be through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You see, God, many times through my life, I've seen people who were not necessarily ordained ministers that has had an impact and the anointing would flow. Sister Yeoman's 87 years, the anointing would come upon her. Her little leg would go whoop, just like that. And she would dance in the Holy Spirit as the anointing flowed through her. My Uncle Ralph Winter was a mechanic for Pringles for years. Uncle Ralph, I mean, he was very, and I love Uncle Ralph, but not educated, but it was a great mechanic. He would come into a youth rally, and he would preach, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost would fall in that place. And you knew that's what it's all about. He could have had all the degrees behind his name and been deader than anything, but he didn't have. He had the anointing of the Spirit of God. And God, today I want to challenge you, and I'm closing because of everything that's taken place. But God wants you to go forth and touch people's lives. We're not here just to be comfortable. And I thank God, I mean that. I'll mention to Sandra many times how you keep your church up. You do wonderful, I mean that. But thank God for the church. We've got to get the people outside. We've got to tell them about Jesus and bring them into this beautiful building and let God do a work in their lives around here, even today. Are you willing to take the challenge? Are you willing to go forth with that fresh anointing in your life? The Word of God says these signs will follow you. Will you go to Cuba? Perhaps not. I never dreamt until 2.5 years ago here, whenever it was, here, that I'd ever go to Cuba. But when God begins to move in your life, when God begins to stir, and you know it's a God moment, not just something you made up in your own head, God is faithful. He'll send you forth. You'll see your family saved. You'll see miracles wrought. To Jesus be the glory.
I woke up in darkness, surrounded by silence, so where have I gone? I woke to reality, losing its grip on me, oh where? Where have I gone? 'Cause I can see the light before I see the sun arise. You call. Searched for you. What took me so long? I was looking outside as if life.